Peradventure, you might get your own visitation. Come visit your people, Lord, and speak to them directly. But if he doesn't, he's Eshema. He will hear from heaven. Before I start, I'll go ahead and start the clock, because the Holy Spirit said that I needed to make a reminder. Well, I'm blaming the Holy Spirit anyway. In Acts chapter 3, it says, Peter and John went to pray. They met a lame man on the way. The lame man just took out his arm and he asked for an alms. Here's what Peter did say. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Yeshua, Messiah of Nazareth, rise up and walk. They took the arms and pulled them up. Then he went walking and leaping and praising God. Walking and leaping and praising God for you. In the name of Yeshua, Messiah of Nazareth, rise up and walk. What happened the next day? What happened the next day? He was lame from birth. That means he never had used those muscles. That means he never had walked. He only had seen it done, but he himself had never done it. Is that correct? What if he chose not to exercise those muscles? In the moment when the Lord was pleasant to heal and heal him, they extended the arm, Peter and John extended their arms and pulled them up until he had some stability. And then somehow he started walking and leaping. Leaping is hard. I have double knee replacement. I can't leap yet. That's it. But I'm going to leap. I'm going to leap. I can't make turns yet, but I'm going to. Because I have muscle memory about how that works. Why did that man have muscle memory? What if he obeyed his muscle memory? What if he'd been doing this for, let's call him 40 years old. For 40 years, he hasn't walked at all. And now he's home. Do you suppose that he had to activate his faith? Do you suppose that he had to fight his muscles? Do you suppose he had to fight his head? You suppose he had to fight everything and either say, I was healed, or not, just stay in the more comfortable position. That is, stay in what you've been in for 40 years. We shake our head. We say, oh, well, wait a minute. No. I mean, we don't have evidence. Actually, there is a little evidence later, but I want you to know something. The Bible says that when the Lord comes and cleans a house, it is clean. It is absolutely, perfectly clean. It's absolutely, perfectly restored. It's absolutely put together. Not just clean and everything thrown out. That's not what the message says. When the Lord cleans a house, he cleans it thoroughly. No dust. No stuff on the floor. No trash on the floor. No clothes not put away. No beds unmade. The house is restored to what it's supposed to be. But the house, the individual, he wasn't like that before the Lord came. So after the moment, the next day and the next day, Scripture says that the enemy takes advantage of that time. And he will go and get seven others and will come back and try to repossess that house, repossess that situation. He brings seven others. Listen for a second. If you are healed and you're restored in the energy of the moment, in the blessing and grace that is here, then you can do. The Lord said to tell you what happens when you leave here. What happens the next day? You're not facing the same foe. You're facing that one plus seven. That's eight, okay? That one plus seven to come to your mind, to come against you, to say, no, you didn't. And you just have to play the game. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. And if you keep the yes, I did, and you put up the fight internally, the enemy will flee. That's what it's written. Not without a fight. It's very important to realize that when something like a healing comes upon us, and we're done doing something we didn't do before, like the lame man, he has to, once he's home, get up and walk again. This time there's no Peter and there's no John, right? I mean, Peter and John put their hand to me, yeah, right? But there's no Peter and John. They didn't go to the house with him. They didn't stay with him. The Lord stays with you, but Peter and John didn't. And they were the ones who put the hand to help him up. So he's going to have to find some other source to get the hand to stand up. And if he doesn't, is it on him or is it on the Lord? Is it on him or is it on the Lord? Thank you, Lord. The name of this series is Adonai Has Already Healed You. The name of the series, Yehovah Adonai Has Already Healed You. It's a done deal. It is done. We have evidence in the scripture. You don't have to believe me. You can just read the scripture and see, oh, that scripture applies to me. And appropriate it. Okay? Not so easily said as done. But our mind goes, I'm an exception. What I'm going through, nobody else is going through. I'm unique in the world. So my issues are unique to me. And nobody else has those issues. That may be true. Since you are unique, there's not another one like you. So maybe the things that bother you is only to you, not to anybody else. All the more reason to put in our mind, to put in our spirit, the word. What did Yeshua do? Did he go around and ask people, what's wrong with you? We do. He didn't. He didn't ask them nothing. He didn't say, let me pray and ask the Father, which, by the way, could have been fine. Whatever he would ask, the Father would give it to him. But he didn't do that. He didn't just pray. He didn't say, well, Lord, if it's your will. No, it's his will. Psalm 107, verse 20 was already written. Isaiah 56 was already written. Listen for a moment. This is important. that you get this in your inside. Yeshua did not do what we do. What we do hasn't been working. What we do has not been working. Therefore, it's insanity if we keep doing the same thing expecting something different. We have to change. Something has to change. What's changing here is that the Spirit of the Lord is directing us to appropriate healing. The Spirit of the Lord is moving on us that we can manifest healing. The Spirit of the Lord is giving us signs and wonders so that people can come and knock their way to Kol Simcha. Even we either believe it or we don't believe it. I choose to believe it. Last week I shared that Yeshua is the healer. Adonai has already healed you. Yeshua is the healer. Because Psalm 107 verse 20 says, and Yehovah Adonai sent his word. But his word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we esteemed him or esteem him not. We can choose. But he sent his word, Yeshua. When Yehovah sent Yeshua on a mission, he didn't fail. He did not fail. I know that he rescued me from the enemy's camp on October of 1978. What I did not know is that he came also part of his greater mission included my healing. I wish I had known that in 1978. I would have avoided all kinds of issues. But it's never too late to get it in there and start activating. So last week, we said Yeshua is the healer, and the healer is in you. If Yeshua is a healer and you're a believer, that means that Yeshua is living inside of you. That means the healer is inside. So it's not just a Jewish rabbi, it's a Jewish doctor. Dr. Zelenko was famous for his COVID stuff. Yeshua, the healer, is in you if you're a believer. As we deepen into Yah's revival and begin experiencing the book of Acts, this new awakening is Acts-like. It's repeating that. Then we have to deepen into that. We have to see what it was. We have the advantage that we don't have to guess. We can read the book of Acts and see what was happening there. And that's what we're going to do. That gives us a pattern of what we're going to do. In the book of Acts is the book of the Holy Spirit. The book of Acts is the book of the Holy Spirit. The number one theme of the entire book of Acts is and the Holy Spirit. And keep saying it. So, and the Holy Spirit wants to do the same right here in Kol Simcha. Up to now it's been, and the Holy Spirit, one part in 99% my flesh. What I think we ought to do, and this and that and the other. I humble myself before the Lord and before you and say, no, thank you. I've got 33 years of failing. You say, well, no, you're not failing. Just, you know, come in and feel sorry for me and give me some words of comfort. Yet there are needs in our congregation. Yet there's people who need healing. The Bible talks about healing. The Bible talks about when Yeshua comes that the blind will see. The Bible talks about when Yeshua comes, the deaf will speak. The Bible talks about that. It's written. What do you mean? It's not written for us. Oh, yes, it is. It's written for us, and we're going to appropriate it. It's mine. It's mine. On behalf of the congregation, it's mine. I shared last week that we need to eliminate the hindrances in the functioning of Holy Spirit-directed healing in our midst. And I briefly talked about that. I'm going to review a second. In order for Kol Simcha to be fully active in this awakening time, we have got to be able to see the signs and wonders of the book of Acts. We have to be able to fulfill what the scripture has written about us. This is last week. It's a review since not everybody was here. We established that Yehovah Rapha, you recall in the book of Exodus, after they crossed and they had the battle, that the scripture ends the chapter by saying, Ani Yah Yehovah Adonai Rofecha. I am your healer, Adonai said. Okay? Then in Psalm 107, verse 20, that same person, Yah Adonai, our Elohim, Yah Adonai, Yehovah, the one and only, okay, sent his word. Okay? When Psalm 107 was written, he sent it via angels. He sent it via prophets. He even spoke it. But post-Yeshua, he sent Yeshua. Because John 1:14 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Yeshua is the Word of God made flesh. Yeshua is a manifestation of the Word of God. In the beginning, God spoke various times in various ways. But now in the end of days, he has spoken to us by the Messiah, his son, who is the heir of all things and through whom he made the universe. The son is the full radiance of God's glory and the flawless, that word, flawless manifestation of his reality. He sustains all things by his powerful word. After he made atonement for sin, he sat down in the place of authority beside the majesty in heaven. Hebrews 1:1-3. But Psalm 107 verse 20 said, let me quote it. He sent his word and healed them and rescued them from their pits. Okay? So he sent his word. He didn't just do nothing. He didn't think about it. He sent Yeshua. He sent Yeshua, his word. Yeshua penetrates us. He's inside. So he knows what's going on. He's like a missile with program to go inside the heart. And he cleanses our heart. And we stop there. Okay, I'm a new creature, etc., etc. And I still have this. But he also sent him to heal us. Are you convinced that that's what it says? You can read it over and over again. And rescued, Yeshua is the Goel. He's the one that, you know, paid the price. There was a rescuing going on, and he rescued us from the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah, if that's all he did, great. He would say, hey, hang on a second. I didn't just do that one thing. What else did I do? Which we haven't appropriated. Tony Arroyo had not appropriated the fact that he also was sent to heal me. Therefore, healing is a consequence of the sending of Yeshua. The healing is because it's directed by Yehovah, by Yah, directed by him. Okay, so healing, Rapha, is a function of the redemptive work of Yeshua. Don't cut him short. Okay, if Yeshua is in you, then the healer, Rofi, my healer, is in you. Okay? He didn't just send a good thought. I hope you get better. No, he sent his word. He sent his son. His incarnate word was dispatched to restore me from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of heaven and also to heal me. Okay? If that's living inside of you, how many have Yeshua living inside of you? I don't mind saying. I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. So I got the Holy Spirit in there too. Okay? And the Holy Spirit is the power, according to the Apostle Paul, that raised Yeshua from the dead. Do you believe that Paul was right? That the Holy Spirit is the power that raised Yeshua from the dead. He raising from the dead is in the power, is in the Holy Spirit functions. And he raised Yeshua from the dead. That's what Paul said. Question, why don't we use that power? What's wrong with us? Okay? We got it inside. You don't have to find it in your pocket. It's not in your pocket, it's in your heart. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is living inside of us. That should be able to flow from there. But we don't use this power. I'm sorry, but that's true. We don't use this power. Paul said that if we have that power and we don't use it, it's on us. Isn't that kind of what I'm saying? If we actually have the power and don't use it, it's on us. I asked the question last week, why are we always trusting something else? Someone else, the medical profession, whatever. Healing videos, you know, etc. All right? And what we're doing is we're relegating the Almighty as a backup. If that doesn't work, the doctor can't do it, they don't have a cure, blah, 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 then, oh, Lord. And he's sitting over there saying, oh, at the last minute you call me, huh? Why didn't you call me to start with? It wouldn't have happened how it is right now. We need to get committed to the fact that Yeshua purchased our healing. That's in Isaiah 56 and 1 Peter. By his stripes, we are and we were healed. In other words, he paid something for it. It was not free. Okay? This is part of the redemption. Let me also say, it is not optional. It's not an optional part of the redemption. Oh, well, by the way, if you feel like it, you can heal me too. That would be Tony Arroyo 33 years ago. Well, Lord, if you feel like it, you can heal me. Blasphemy. Nothing feelings here. He did feel like it. And he sent Yeshua to heal me. Why am I not appropriating it? What's wrong with you, Tony? You know by observation that many people claim to be healed, but they aren't. So some do die and some continue to be sick. And the assumption is, well, maybe God doesn't will to heal everybody. Maybe you've not heard that, but I have. I was a pastor in for a number of years in the Church of God teaching New Testament Judaism, also called Church of God Jerusalem Acres. Well, maybe God doesn't will to heal every person. So we take it from us and give it to him. You see what I'm doing? We take it from us and we give him. Oh, you don't want this done, Lord, so I'm justified. The problem is that Psalm 107 verse 20 doesn't have an if. It says he did send his word. And Yeshua did come. And Yeshua did die. Yeshua did take the stripes. What's wrong with you, Tony? So that's wrong. That he doesn't will everyone to be healed. Wrong. That's wrong. That's called excuse making. And we're really good at making excuses when we don't measure up. And then we project that on the Almighty. Listen what I'm saying. This is grave. This is grave. We are the ones that are always coming up with excuses. So in order to justify and not look so bad, not put him in whatever, we attribute that to him. Well, he doesn't need those attributes. His attributes are eternal. They're way more than I can enumerate. Why do I say, well, maybe it's not his will, when it is his will? Okay, so I'm ignorant. Don't stay ignorant forever. That's what's going on. We don't need to stay ignorant forever. We arrive at excuses why healing doesn't happen. I can't tell you all the reasons. But since I read what I read in the scripture last week, I do know that Yeshua wants every person healed. He came to die for the whole world. He came to heal the whole world. Come on now. You can go ahead and sit there and every once in a while just say, hallelujah, yes, Lord. Every time Yeshua provided healing in the Gospels, it was for every disease. Notice, I'm making this statement. This is my message today. For every disease, everything without exception. Every time he did it, it was for every disease, no matter what it is. In fact, the majority are not even named, and there were no exceptions. There's no exceptions to the healing that Yah sent Yeshua to do. There are no exceptions to the healing Yah sent Yeshua to do. So actually, prove it, buddy. Okay? Awesome. I'm ready. Let's share actual instances of Yeshua's healing when he was here. Let's see what, did he ask what we always ask? Oh, you have this? There's no cure for that. Baloney. We're asking the wrong doctor. If you ask the chains and everybody else, they ain't got no cure. But if you ask the doctor of heaven, there is a cure because there are no exceptions. The Gospels is called in Hebrew the Besorah. If I use that terminology, Besorah, I mean the Gospels, the good news. Now, let's get right into it. In Matthew, which is the first book of the New Testament, right? The first book in Matthew, it says in Matthew 8:16, when evening came, oh, it was day and night, by the way. When evening came, the people brought to him many who were afflicted by demons. Okay? So he can deal with that. Mental illness, they call it today. He forced out the spirit with a word. And what does it say next? Healed all who were sick. How many? That word in Greek and that word in Hebrew, all, is one word. It means all. Duh. All. It means all. All who are sick. Let me tell you, what that means is there's proof that the Almighty God heals all of our sicknesses and all of our diseases, like Psalm 103 says. Are we going to call him a liar? We're going to call Psalm 103 a liar. In Psalm 103, let's read it. Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless Adonai, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Wait a minute. Benefits? Healing is a benefit. When it says benefit, goodness in the scripture, it includes healing. Listen, when it says benefits in goodness, it includes healing. Verse 3, he forgives all of our iniquity. Did he? Okay. The rocks are going to cry out any minute, okay? Did he or did he not? Did he? Yes. Are you forgiven? Do you have any sin in your life? Well, the ones I did yesterday, because, you know, I prayed last night and I was good. So since last night, prayed this morning, okay? I haven't, so I did. We did. He being merciful forgives. Okay, I did. So he forgives my iniquities. That I know. By the way, iniquities is more than sin. Iniquities includes self-will, which is un problema muy grande here. Because self-will is a problema muy grande that I haven't really totally conquered. Okay? Selfishness, which is included in self-will. Me, 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 me first. Okay? He heals the iniquities. Then it says, he heals all your diseases. How many? Okay, he doesn't heal AIDS. He doesn't heal cancer. He doesn't heal, schizophrenia. All? He doesn't heal my back when it's out of joint because I did something wrong. All. He redeems your life from the pit. That speaks to mental issues. Because when we have mental issues like anxiety, like depression, okay, like fears, it's really the big dude there is the spirit of fear, which manifests in all kinds of way. Okay? And when you get fearful, I get fearful, then it manifests all kinds of ways. For me, it does it in my kush-kush, in here. It feels like I have a bowel problem. How else it feel? Anxiety. All those are manifestations of the spirit of fear. Okay? And what does that do when you're fearful? The best example I know, they just threw you in a hole and their walls are tall and you can't get out. And you feel like you're just stuck. Okay? But it says, he redeems your life from the pit. That's, you know, this is like Psalm 120. He came to get us out of the pit. How often? As often as necessary. He crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. Plural. Compassions. Plural. He satisfies your years with good things. Oh, Lord. Forgive me because I have been saved since 1978 and I haven't been enjoying good things like what he meant for me to. So that your youth is renewed like an eagle. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The song says, teach me, Lord, to wait. Are you convinced of that? Because most people aren't. Okay, by faith, are you convinced of that? You're telling yourself, let your soul hear this. When you say it, you're telling your soul, hey, get with it. Okay? We've got to get completely convinced that Yah has already healed all of your diseases. The truth is already written in his word. And Jehovah's word is truth. Yeshua said, in case you ask, what is truth? Truth is not, it's in the book. It's his written word, his truth. His word is already settled in the heavens. There is no discussion. His word is settled. This is important. He's not a man that he should lie. There is no lying in Jehovah, Yah Jehovah, or Elohim, in Abba Father. There's none. Do you believe his word? I believe his word. Last word, I said that I close with this phrase. Lord, I want the truth, his word, the whole truth, his entire word, and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. I put my hand on the Bible. In Scripture, we read in John 5:19, continuing what Yeshua did in the Besora. So here is in John. I actually had like 47 of these, but I don't want to say all of them because it'd be here all day, right? Therefore, Yeshua answered them, "Amen, amen, I tell you, the Son cannot do anything by himself." That's how the TLB puts it. He cannot do anything, it says, not of himself, but by himself. Okay? He can only do what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise. So, if that's true, when Yeshua healed, it's because he saw his Father healing. Listen to what I'm saying. When Yeshua did what he did on the earth, it's because he already saw his Father doing it. He saw it being done prior to Matthew. The Father was already being Rofecha, your healer. In other words, Yeshua doesn't do anything independent of his Father. We understand that. He only did what he saw Yah Adonai do. So if he does healing, where did he get it? Because he saw Yah Adonai do it. You understand? This is really important to build your faith. And he said, so Yeshua said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know who I am. I do nothing of myself, but speak just as what the Father has taught me. Was he lifted up? What did he say at the conclusion of when, before he gave up the Spirit? It is finished. It is complete. It is perfect. We know that because that's how we get saved. But I want you to know that's how you also get healed too. We see that Yeshua stated he was doing what he saw his Father do. But the problem is religion has taught us really well. We've been under religion all kinds of times. In religion, God will say no because you don't deserve it. You sinner, you! You got sin going on. God, why, how do you expect to be healed? You're not perfect. How do you expect to be healed? Maybe you never heard that. I want to say to you that we can read in the Gospels and see how many times Yeshua said no to healing. How many times? Never. Really? No. Not one time. That's correct. You're absolutely correct. Most people don't let the Bible get in the way of what they believe. Most people don't let the Bible get in the way. I believe it this way. But the Word of God says different. I believe it this way. That's what it is. They don't want to let the Bible get in the way of what they believe. So we need to be careful because we have been trained to not believe some things. Okay? Let me tell you something. How much does it matter that religion says he wants you punished? He only comes to heal some. Oh, that ministry was only in the book of Acts, and it disappeared when they disappeared. That's what it tells about the Holy Spirit. He's gone and he doesn't do those things anymore. You can just go ahead, but the scripture says to us in Romans 3:4, let God be true. And even, that's interesting that the TLV says, even if every man is a liar. Here's how we need to do. We need to align ourselves with God's word. Okay? We need to become so word-oriented that what the word says does away with something else. The word that is used is trump. Trump everything else. A card move. We've got to get to a place where we do not compromise our faith. And we don't let what the doctor says, what the lawyer says, what the banker says, or anything that's contrary to Yah's word. If Yah's word says, that Yah's word said. It, the word says, that's it. Take it to the bank. Tell the banker, God said. Tell the lawyer, God said. Tell the policeman, God said. This is where so many of us miss it. Because we don't want to be confrontational. We don't want to offend anybody. We don't want to offend the doctors. We don't want to offend the lawyers. We don't want to offend Chance. And we don't want to offend CBS. And we don't want to offend Aunt Jamie and Molly, Uncle Charlie. I don't have any of those, so I'm just making up names, okay? They don't want to offend anybody. But I want to tell you something, put it in the bank. We've got to stand against unbelief. We have got to stand against unbelief. We have got to stand against unbelief. Because the Bible says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. But that's where we stop, right? What's to say next? And you will condemn every tongue. What does that mean? You condemn what's coming out of the tongue. You condemn every word that rises against you in judgment. If you let everybody tell you, they're going to tell you stuff that's not for you. And you have to say, no. That might be for you, but it's not for me. This is the heritage of Adonai's servant. I'm continuing to read Isaiah 54, verse 17. Their vindication is from me. Look, here's a problem. We compromise God, right? And I've been like, I don't want to compromise God. Well, you know what? I'm not compromising God if you already said it. I'm not compromising God if you already said it. If you already said that he's the healer of everything, then I'm not compromising God when I say, okay. Those who indulge in it will eat its fruit. What's that? Death and life are in the control of the tongue. It's already written in the book of Proverbs that death and life is in the control of the tongue. So what are we going to speak? How about we start speaking life and life more abundant? Okay? When you hear, you're going to die. This is incurable. This can't happen. You're going to be like this the rest of your life. Excuse me. We need to say, excuse me. We need to adjust those words. Okay? I'm not even saying be confrontational. Take a hammer and go, pow. Don't you prophesy evil. Words are weapons. Words are weapons. I could go into James and tell you and all that stuff, but you know this. Words are weapons. Isaiah 54:17 says, you will condemn every tongue that rises against you in judgment. You'll condemn that. Now, you can be as nice as you want to be. Let me, for example, we could say, look, I love you, and I understand what you're saying. I'm not against you, but, quote, this is not going to be how it works in my life. I love you. You can, you know, I know chance. I know the doctors. I know what, you know, I know what the science says. I understand all of that. And I love you. I'm not against you. But let me just politely say, this is not how it's going to work in my life. Say, well, what do you mean? You say, well, I got an appointment with a Kingdom of Heaven healer, the doctor of doctors, the best there is. And when I do that, I'm going to get the very best that you're not capable of doing. Okay, so they get upset. What do you mean? This is chance. We got everything here. Or, what's the or? With the person I'm believing for. Maybe you don't have anything, but there's people around you that do. And you can become like a person that says, I am prepared to deliver the word of God. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm praying for someone else. But in this case, we can say, that is not how it's going to go once I make this prayer. That is not how it's going to go. Very few people stand up. Most people can't just cave in into the pressure. Obviously, we need to get to a place where we only speak His word. That's a good thing, huh? Obviously, we've got to get to the place where we only speak His word. That's truth. Yeshua did only what He saw His Father do. Let me tell you again. He never failed to heal a single, not one person. There was not an instance of He didn't get it. Not one. Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever, isn't He? Hebrews 12, 2. 12 something, if it's not 2. He never told anybody. Sorry, man. You haven't learned your lesson yet. So you need to suffer a little bit longer. I wish that I could tell you that's not true. That doesn't happen in the Christianity. I spent 14 years in Mexico and Central America. Surely it's true there. People do it against themselves because they think that's what the Lord wants. He wants more blood, more sacrifice. You know who wants more blood and more sacrifice? Let me tell you again. Who wants blood and more sacrifice? Is it the Lord? Is it Yeshua? No, Yeshua is already done. It's already finished. He doesn't need to do it again. Okay, he's not coming back to be crucified again. He already did it. Okay, so we need to not put up with those words. Yeshua never told anybody, you haven't learned your lesson yet. He didn't say that. Instead, the scripture says He healed them all. I'm quoting exactly what the Gospels say. He healed them all. Please say it with me. He healed them all. Acts 10:38. You know how God anointed Yeshua of Nazareth with the Ruach HaKodesh and power. And He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, because God was with Him. How many? Okay. You're starting to get it. Did you know that Yah did not make mankind to be in sickness? That was not the creation. He didn't create sickness with Adam and Eve. That was the result of the fall. Do you know that? Yes? Sickness does exist. It's real. And things do exist. I'm not denying that things exist. But I deny that it is Yah who caused it. I deny that it is Yah who permitted it. Oh, have you not heard that? The permissive will of God. And oh, He permitted, He is allowing this to happen. Yah did not cause it. Sin caused it. Okay? And it's the devil, or at very least natural things. Because we live in a fallen world. And there are natural things that happen. If you hit your thumb with a hammer, and that obviously that doesn't happen to the ladies here, but some of us, yes, we hit ourselves with a hammer. Guess what? Things are going to happen after that. It's going to throb. It's going to complain. The nail might even want to come out. All kinds of things. Things that happen. I'm not saying that everything that happens is demonic. That's not, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we cause some of these things ourselves. It's a consequence of living in a fallen world. If you have a car accident, it's not the devil who did it, necessarily. There are going to be things that happen. Okay? However, about half the time, looking at what Yeshua did, about half the time, Yeshua dealt with demons. What did he do the other half of the time? By the way, when he dealt with the demons, didn't healing come afterwards too? He dealt with the demons and healing came. So actually, of the 50% that was all about demons, in most of the cases, there was a healing that followed that. So you could actually put that scripture in healing. So more than 50% of the time, more than 50% of the time, more than 50% of the time, he healed. Sometimes he just laid hands on people and they recovered. What he didn't do. Lord, if it's your will, listen, I'm talking to me, okay? I am talking to me. I'm talking to us. No more. No, if it's your will. No, it's your will. And when it's your will, and I know that it's your will, I don't have to. Let me be careful. I put him on the spot. If you hit your hand with a hammer and it swells up, you can say, I did that to myself. Therefore, I deserve for this to swell and whatever. And then we add, you blank, blankety blank, Tony. That's the most blank, blankety blank thing you ever did. And then we just go and say, it's my medicine. I got to take it. I want you to know the following. You do not have to let things run their course. You do not have to let things run their course. You can believe the Almighty to heal you supernaturally. Yes, I did it to myself. And yes, I can experience supernatural healing and not have my nail fall off. My point is that Yeshua is the express image and the flawless manifestation of his reality. That's the prayer we pray here. Angels spoke about the Almighty. There were visions in the past. That's how it was done in the Torah, in the Tanakh. But since Yeshua came, we don't have to do that anymore. We got him in here. He's inside of me. He's in here. The express image of Adonai is inside of me. Let me give you some statistics. There are 17 individual times that Yeshua healed every single person that was in the crowd. Okay? I'm not going to read all 17, but take my word for it. Go ahead and study and tell me it's 18. It's fine. It's actually more than 17, but some of them are the same thing in a different gospel. Okay? There are 47 times that he healed other people. So if you add 47 and 17, you get 64. There are 64 instances in the Gospels of Yeshua healing people. Many of those times, it says, the multitude was healed. The multitude was here. Okay, if you look at all of the things Yeshua did and all of the people he touched, healing accounts for more than 50% of everything. Without question. Okay? He talked more, he did more about healing than he did about demons. He did more about healing than he did about good life or this or that or the other. If you take all of Yeshua's messages, more than 50% involve healing. It is the Almighty's will for you to be well. It is the Almighty's will for you to be well. It is the Almighty God's will for you to be well. Period. Okay, can you say with me? It is the Almighty's will for me to be well. Okay? You can't waver on this. You've got to know that that's God's will. And therefore, you can take it to the bank. Satan is continually going to test you. Okay? Just like I shared about the lame man when he went home, and there's no Peter and John to help him up, he's going to have to help himself up or get somebody else to help him up. Or maybe he needs to rent a crane, you know, automatic to lift him up because his muscles aren't there yet. Give him a month and he can get up, right? You've got to know that it is God's will. Can you say that with me? It is God's will for me to be well. The Bible states, with long life, I will satisfy thee. What psalm is that? 91, right? Like 91? One of those? With a long life, a long life. Long life, I will satisfy thee. Well, that's speaking of Yeshua. Well, if he's only speaking of Yeshua, he only had 33 years, so I'm past that. I'm double that and going into more. I want to appropriate with a long life. He's going to satisfy me. I want to say the following. I guarantee you personally that always, 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 it's Yehovah Adonai's will to heal you. So stop praying if you. He's present to heal. Well, he's been present to heal since he came in my body. I know what we mean by that. We need to just eliminate that kind of talk. Jesus is present to heal right now. He was there yesterday and last week, 33 years. What's wrong with you, Tony? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with us? I have one more verse to share, and I'm done. Yeshua was going throughout all the Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah 61, huh? And healing every kind of disease and sickness. Is it say that? Healing every kind of disease and sickness among the people. Verse 24, this is in Matthew chapter 4. News about him spread throughout all of Syria. So the Gentiles get on the action. Look, the Gentiles are going to get on the action. And the Syrians brought him all the sick, those tormented by various diseases and afflictions, those plagued by demons, the epileptics, the paralyzed. And he healed them all. Well, look, distinctions all you want to. But he healed the Gentiles as much as he healed the Jewish people. So don't fall for the enemy's junk. I'm finishing with the following. You aren't waiting on Yah, Adonai, our Elohim, to heal you. He's waiting on us to believe. He's waiting on us to say, yes, I'm healed. It's mine. I appropriate it. And it sure helps when somebody else agrees with us. It's not the Almighty who's controlling the flow of healing. It's us. How? Why? Because, like the father, Jairus, who's a descendant, Mordecai, who is a descendant of Yair. Yair means light, the enlightened one. The descendants of the enlightened one, Jairus, Yeshua said, I just imagine Yeshua, maybe he was short, okay? But I imagine the father just crying for his daughter. So he's lower. Yeshua said, you can have everything you want only if you believe. That's him right now. That's him right now. Talking to you. You and me. You can have whatever you want in healing. Only if you believe. Jairus said, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. And that's where we are. How are we going to help our unbelief? Answer. It's already written that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So in closing, memorize Psalm 107 verse 20 and 103 verse 1 through 5. Memorize them so that you can immediately, when thoughts come in or anything comes against that, you go, no, and see, it's written right here. By the way, since it's in the Psalms, everybody, the Gideons have it. They don't give you the Old Testament, they give you the Psalms. I'm telling you, the entire Christian community has Psalms. Nobody's thrown them away. We don't need anything else but two Psalms, 107 verse 20 and 103 verse 3. So if you memorize it, then it's like having the you are ready for the battle. You're ready. Meditate on these when you go to bed. Meditate when you get up every in the morning. Okay, if you do the Jewish thing, you say, Mode ani lefanecha Hashem. Elohai velohei avotai. Al kol ha-hesed ha-hesed asher asita imadi. We used to sing that here all the time, okay? Before you get up, you go, you are the God that healeth me. You are the God, my healer, the Lord, my healer. You send your word and you healed my disease. Or my bad thinking, or the hammer that hit my, or I twisted myself turning in the bed. I told Dr. Powell, he said, I'm going to have to do more. So he went, nah! And I went, nah! Sorry, Tony. Let these truths of his word wash over your mind. The Bible says being washed by the water of the word until they become your reality. Because faith comes by hearing, by hearing by the word of Yah. The more you hear, the stronger your faith. You're not the sick trying to get healed. You're the healed trying to appropriate his promises. And you're fighting off the enemy attack that says otherwise. He sent his word. And his word is holding you now. His word is holding us now. His word is sustaining us now. Shabbat shalom. Please stand. So does anybody need one? to come for prayer. I can make a declaration. I got the faith. I'm telling you, I've got it. You got it too. Well, listen, we had the people who didn't hear here last week. Maybe all week you've been fighting it. Remember that the enemy brings seven others to try to keep you where you were before you got healed last week. And it's up to you to say, you want to be polite if you want to? You can just say, get out in Yeshua's name. Don't come telling me anything but what I know. I know Yeshua sent his word and I am healed. It is a finished work. I'm not saying that happened to any of you here, okay? I'm not talking to just Cecilia and Michelle. This is the pattern. Yeah, I got healed. I got healed with Benny Hinn many years ago. I didn't keep it. Now when I get something from God, I'm going to put it in the bank inside where the Holy Spirit is. He's got a vault there. And I'm going to put it with him so that it stays. I need elders and anyone else and leaders like Jackie and et cetera, like Dan and whomever, like those of you that came last week and helped us with this. The more faith we put together, the bigger the shield becomes and the better we do it. I am not doing this alone. Because this is our ministry. This is our. It belongs to us. If we're going to be those people that, I tell you what. So, I could name names and bring you up here, but you know, I want to be part of healing. So if we wait on me to pray for everybody, the biscuits are going to get cold. It's Yeshua, not me. So the Lord moves on you to pray for somebody like with you and go for it. I mean, go for it. I told your mom this morning, I believe that your sight can be restored. I told your mom, I don't care if nobody else believes it, I believe it. So that's why I'm going to pray. I'm going to make a declaration. You already prayed for him.
I did.
Father God, in Yeshua's name, I pray now in Yeshua's name, that his eyesight will be restored. Let them open in the name and by the blood of Yeshua. Lord, this is not an if. This is not maybe. We're not wavering. We're declaring that he's to be healed. Now, what if it doesn't happen? Then we'll continue to declare it. Declare it yourself. You say to the Lord, my eyes are open, just like I say to the Lord, my fear is gone. And I have to say it often because the enemy finds some other way to come against me. Telling you, you were anointed by elders. By elders. Just everybody is Anoint with oil. The Bible said anoint with oil. Harlan read it. And the prayer of faith will heal the sick. It is written. So therefore, more than me, we are here together. And we're declaring, Lord, that the prayer of faith will heal Kyle. In Yeshua's name, by Yeshua's blood, you sent your word, Yeshua. Yah Adonai or Elohim, you sent your word, Yeshua, to heal Kyle and deliver. That means mend him. That means restore him. That means whatever needs to be done, you're the perfect. You know all the things because you're the creator. All things are created by you. So heal him right now in Yeshua's name.
Heal. Name of Yeshua right now. Heal.
Want to come good for something? So can I borrow your? Great. We'll find it there. Aaron, can you help me? High blood pressure.